3 years ago, East Kootenay forest campaigner Eddie Patrician with the environmental group WildSight brought to attention logging proposed in the Upper Seymour watershed. Thanks to his efforts and opposition from First Nations and the public, these plans were shelved. Now there is a new proposal to log in the same area by forest companies Stella Jones and Pacific Woodtech. This area is also key habitat for the endangered mountain caribou that spend part of the year here feeding on shrubs and lichens. The major threat to these caribou is from habitat loss and alteration, while the immediate threat is predation by wolves that follow the moose who are attracted by the feed available in fresh-cut blocks and young tree plantations. This area was logged over 30 years ago and the planted spruce trees have grown tall and filled out, reducing the feed for moose, thus making the area safer for caribou. Decades ago, there were 9 caribou herds between the Upper Seymour River and the U.S. border, and today, all that remain are this herd of 209 animals and another small herd in the central Selkirks. Logging in their habitat could be the last straw for these caribou. Less than 12% of the rare antique interior cedar hemlock rainforest remains, with just a small percentage of it protected in parks. The BC government has pledged to protect ancient forests by creating deferral areas, but their promises ring hollow as many of these deferrals are in areas already protected. Last week I journeyed to the Upper Seymour to meet Eddie, his partner and photographer Bailey, and a Kamloops-based journalist to see firsthand where the logging is proposed. I was amazed at the size of the trees growing back in the cut blocks. While these new spruce forests are impressive, the ancient cedar hemlock forest ecosystem they replace is now gone forever. Walking along the road, Eddie spotted a caribou scat in the middle of the road and in the forest. He pointed out the false boxwood caribou feed on in the summer and fall. We first visited one of the proposed cut blocks that was cancelled. Close to it is a new one with ribbons and painted trees. There are many creeks and waterfalls here and the trees are massive. We did our best to avoid the Devil's Club as we trekked up the hills and climbed over massive, downed trees that now serve as nurse logs, with small trees growing out of them. Eddie and Bailey are passionate about these forests and the caribou, which they have seen occasionally during these field trips. When he is not in the field, he spends long hours studying maps, meeting with other advocates, First Nations and politicians, writing press releases to campaign for old growth protection. Their efforts have worked in the past to help protect thousands of hectares of ancient forests, and hopefully, it will again. After we hiked through the proposed clearcuts, we decided to make an attempt to trek into the nearby Upper Seymour River Provincial Park, which I, along with the Shuswap Environmental Action Society, worked hard to help protect in the 1990s, as is documented in the book Big Trees Saved by Deanna Kowatsky. The last time I visited the park was in 2012, when we were able to mountain bike down the road that was filling in with alders. Using machetes and a mini electric chainsaw, we slowly made our way down the former road, cutting out the alders that were blocking the route. After nearly 2 hours, it was apparent that we were only halfway there and thus had to turn around. One day, with more helpers, we could try again, as it is doubtful that BC Parks will ever visit the park, let alone clear a trail. You can help protect the remaining ancient giant cedar trees and the endangered caribou by signing the online petition found at wildsight.ca.